exploring the currents outside of the mainstream. It's All Indie Radio, here on the Global Voice. I'm DJ Frederick. On All Indie Radio, we'll be listening to indie pop, indie folk, and indie rock music that you may not have heard before. Both current releases and music dating back a decade or two. I'll be sharing the hosting of All Indie Radio on alternating weeks with Steve, so please tune in every week here on the Global Voice, Thursdays at 22:30 UTC. Thank you. This is DJ Frederick. Thanks for joining me here for All Indie Radio here on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. Every week on Thursdays at 22:30 UTC, we explore indie pop, indie folk, and indie rock music. And today I'm focusing on a brand new release by Andy Wrench. It's called Drafted Slip Volume 1. We heard the track I'm Every Human.
This is Sean Klein, regular host of Everything But the Kitchen Sink here on the Global Voice, and on the fourth Friday of every month, I'll be bringing you Odds and Sods, a half-hour monthly show featuring interesting things and curiosities I've found on the internet, touching on a variety of subjects, from humanity's first recordings of its own voice in the 1850s, the federal government bouncing shortwave signals off the moon, an old World War II era film about the use of radio during the war, auditory illusions, alternate musical scales, what noise does an ostrich make, a dinosaur? We'll be exploring these and much more on Odds and Sods, 1730 UTC, every fourth Friday of the month, here on the Global Voice. Check the program schedule for repeats.
You're listening to the Global Voice.
And this is DJ Frederick. We're going to continue now with some more music by Andy Wrench from his new release, Drafted Slip Volume 1. This is called Streetward Beauty.
Thank you.
In the Water Singing Outro Reprise from Drafted Slip Volume 1 by Andy Wrench. Andy Wrench is my featured artist today on All Indie Radio. For more information, check out andywrench.bandcamp.com.
You are listening to The Global Voice. You are listening to The Global Voice.
All right, we've got time for about one more track here on All Indie Radio. This time we're going to listen to another version of In the Water Singing from the cassette released As Long as It's Today by Andy Wrench.
Listen to the weather, ain't it cold, you say? In the water, singing today. Whispering the ocean, wondering the same. In the water, singing today. Wash away the sunshine, pouring down instead. In the water, singing today. Moonlit eyes are seeing when you feel astray. In the water, singing today. Afternoon's upon us, shadowing the rain. In the water, singing today. Lonesome days are calling, ain't it still, you say? In the water, singing today. Stay.
exploring science and the sea. Hanging out in the water while a hurricane is bearing down sounds a little scary, but that's just what some underwater gliders are doing. They're recording ocean conditions before, during, and after hurricanes pass overhead. That's helping scientists improve their forecasts of hurricane intensity. The gliders look like torpedoes with wings, long metal cylinders packed with instruments. They monitor ocean temperature, salinity, and other parameters. They can dive hundreds of feet down, and they occasionally pop to the surface to transmit their readings via satellite and to get instructions from home. Over the last few years, several gliders have been deployed during hurricane season. They're stationed along likely hurricane paths and can stay there for months. When a hurricane is approaching, they measure conditions in the water ahead of it. Forecasters can crank those numbers into their models of how hurricanes behave. Results from the gliders have been promising. They've shown that understanding what's happening in the top layers of the ocean in front of a storm improves the accuracy of hurricane forecasts, especially forecasts of intensity. The gliders also watch what happens to the ocean as a hurricane passes across it. They measure how the ocean cools and how the layers of water are churned up. And they measure how quickly the ocean returns to its pre-storm condition. Those observations, too, should help improve our understanding of these killer storms. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.